Das heißt, dass ich nicht wirklich als Geschwag bin, wie Hüden, wie sich das Bob Messias darf, auch es. Rav said, if you say that it's a man der Reise, or the Rav just brought a source from a Pasuk, which would mean that it surely is der Reise, but there's a refutation to this proof as detailed by the Gemara earlier, and therefore he says, if you say it's a man der Reise, if two people come to Bezin, each claiming ownership of the lost item, each providing a simon for the item should be kept in the possession of the finder until the Yahu comes. On another case, though, if one person brings a witness proving his ownership, and the other person brings a simon, it should be given to the person with witnesses, even though you hold the simon der Reise. Also, if someone brings a simon, another person gives a simon, and brings a single witness in addition to the simon, even that single witnesses as if it doesn't exist, and therefore the item has to be held until the Yahu comes. If one person brings witnesses that he wove the found garment, the other person brings witnesses that saw it fall from him, it should be given to the second person, because we said the weaver sold it to the second person and it fell from him. If one gave the length of the simon, the other gave the width, it should be given to the one who gave the length, because the garment's width can be estimated when it's seen being worn by somebody, but not its length. Therefore, the length is considered to be a better simon. If one person gave the measurement of the length and the width, and the other person gave the measurement of the total for the length and width combined, it should be given to the first person, because he gave a more detailed simon. If one person gave the measurements of the length and the width, and the other person gave the weight, it should be given to the second person, because it's considered to be a simon that shows more familiarity with the garment. If a get is found, that the husband claims it's his and that he never gave it over to the wife, and he gives a simon, and the wife claims that it's hers, that she is divorced, and she gives a simon, it should be given to her, because the fact that she knows a simon proves that it must have been given to her. What simon did she give, for acting Mara? If she gave its length and its width, it may be that she was able to determine that based on when she saw the husband holding it. Mara says she gave a simon that there was a hole next to a particular letter in the get. It continues, if the husband gave a simon on the string that it was tied, that the get was tied to, and the wife did the same thing, it should be given to her. I mean, what simon did she give? She gave the color of the string, and maybe that she saw it while the husband was holding it. Marissa, she gave the length of the string. Finally, if he gives a simon saying it was found in a leather bag, and she does the same, it should be given to him. That's because it may be that she knows that he tends to put things into leather bags, and therefore it's not a convincing simon. Zak the Mishnah. Until when must the finder announce the item? Remei says until the neighbors know about it. Yehuda says for 3 yamim metayvim and for 7 days after the last yontif, so that the owner is given 3 days to travel home, see if he lost anything, 3 days to travel back, and 1 day to claim it. Zak the Mishnah says he must announce the found item until the neighbors of the item know about it. What does it mean, the neighbors of the lost item? It can't mean the neighbors of the owner, because he doesn't know who the owner is. The Mishnah says it means the neighbors in the area of where the item was lost. The Mishnah said Yehuda Amr v'chulu. In fact, our Mishnah says we begin to ask for rain the 3rd day of Cheshvan. Gleil says we wait until the 7th, which is 15 days after Sukkot, which gives the time for the last of the Oli Regal to reach the border of Eretz Yisrael. Based on this, has Rabbi Huda said we only need 3 days for the Oli Regal to reach their houses and check if they lost anything? He needed 15 days for them to get to the end. Rabbi Yosef said the other mission discussing during the first base of English, where there were many more Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael, and the border of Eretz Yisrael was therefore larger. Our mission was discussing times of the second base of English, where there were much fewer Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the borders are much closer. Rabbi asked, the Pasuk teaches that during the second Beis HaMikdash, they even lived in the same cities like they did in the first Beis HaMikdash, which means that the borders were the same distance away. And for the Gemara, since there were many more Yidden during the first Beis HaMikdash, there were more frequent traveling groups, and therefore it was quicker for the Oli Regal to make it home, which is what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. During the second Beis HaMikdash, there were less Yidden, making groups to go home was less frequent, and therefore it was a longer trip to get back home. It's another terrace, Rava said, it may be that it may have taken the same amount of time to get home by both Beis HaMikdash. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda said you only need to announce for 7 days after the Yontif is because the Rabbanan did not want to bother the finder of an item for longer than he has to. Ravina said we can learn from here that when announcing a lost item, he announces a type of item found, as a garment. It has to be, because if you only announce that an item was found, Rabbi Yehuda would have to give more than 1 day for the owner to search through to see if he lost anything. Rava said, no, it's not a proof. It may be that even though the finder doesn't identify the type of item, he still only needs to give the owner 1 day, because Rabbanan did not want to bother the finder for longer than that. Abraita says, on the first of the 3 Yom Tovim, when he announces the find, he says, this is the first Yom Tov announcement. On the second one, he says, this is the second Yom Tov announcement. On the third, he doesn't say what number Yom Tov it is. Why doesn't he just say it's a third? I said, we're concerned that the owner will hear and think that he heard the second when really it's a third, so he won't rush to identify. So if so, when he hears him say the second day Yom Tov, it's the second Yom Tov he's announcing, also he'll maybe be mistaken and think it was the first. I said, then, but still, there's another Yom Tov for one more opportunity, and therefore we're not as concerned. Abraisa says, initially, anyone who found the lost item would announce it for 3 Yom Tov for 7 days after the third Yom Tov, so that the owner can have 3 days to go home, check his possessions, 3 days to travel back, and 1 day to claim his item. After the base of Mitzvah was destroyed, the Rabbanan instituted that fines should be announced in the shuls. When people began to come and confiscate items found and given to the king, the Rabbanan instituted that a fine should only be announced to the neighbors and to other people that he knows. Rabbi Ami Zakhmar of Amaisa found gold coins and feared that a person who witnessed it would take them from him and give it to the king. The person told him, that's what the Persians do. We don't do that, so you can keep it. Abraisa says it was a very high stone platform in Yerushalayim called the Evan Toyin. Whoever lost something would go there, and whoever found something would go there. The finder would announce the finder, the owner would give simon and claim it. Zok, the next Mishnah. If the one claiming to be the owner said the type of item that was lost but did not give a simon, it should not be returned to him. If the one making the claims is known to be a liar, even if he gives a simon, we don't return it to him. This is based on the pasuk of Adroish Achicha Oisa, which teaches that the finder must investigate the one claiming to be the owner to see if he's a liar or not. Zachting Rabbi Yehuda said the finder announces that an item was found without identifying the type of item, because identifying the type of item would lead to concern for a liar to make a false claim. Rabbi Nachman said he announces the type of item that was found, and we're not concerned for a liar because then there would be no end to this concern. In fact, the Mishnah said if the one making the claim said the type but didn't give a simon, we don't return it to him. Now, if the announcer didn't identify the type, it makes sense that the Mishnah is teaching, although the claimant is identifying the type, we don't return it to him. However, according to Rabbi Nachman, of course we wouldn't return it to him based on identification of the type of item because the finder already announced that. And the Gemara of Safra said the Mishnah can mean that even if the claimant gave a simon but did not give a simon muvik, I mean a distinctive simon, we do not return it to him. Mishnah then said, now, Braisa says, originally when someone lost an item, he would just give a simon and take it. When liars became more common, the Rabban instituted the claimant must first bring witnesses that he's not a liar and then give a simon and take it. Zok the next Mishnah, any found item that works and eats, like an ox or a donkey, should be put to work to pay for the food that the finder has to feed it. Something that doesn't work but does eat, like a rooster, should be sold. This is based on the pasuk of Vashivoy, which teaches that it should be dealt with in a way that there's still something to return to the owner. Don't spend all the value. What's done with the money received from the sales? Rabbi Tarfon says the finder may use the money, and therefore if it's lost, he's responsible. Rabbi Akiva says he may not use the money, therefore if it's lost, it's like a shem echinam, he is not responsible. Fechtemore, does the finder of an animal have to keep it forever? Rabbi Nachman and Shmuel said he has to keep it for up to 12 months. The Braita says this as well. The Braita says anything that eats and works, like a cow or donkey, has to be dealt with for 12 months. After that, they're sold and the money is put away for the owner. Calves and young donkeys must be dealt with for 3 months, after which they can be sold. Geese and roosters have to be dealt with for 30 days, after which they can be sold. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak said chickens are like large animals. They must be kept for 12 months because their eggs can be sold off to offset their cost. In fact, another writer says chickens and large animals will have to be kept for 12 months before being sold. Calves and young donkeys have to be kept for 30 days. Geese and roosters only for 3 days. So it's a steer to the last price. So the writer says with regard to calves and young donkeys, the first price is discussing such animals that can be left to graze, whereas the second price is discussing such animals that need to be given food. With regard to geese and roosters, the first price is discussing small ones, which don't eat a lot, and the second price is discussing larger ones. Mishnah and Sevishaina Oisava Echala Brahis says the Pasuk of Avshivoisolai teaches the finder should not sell some of the animals to afford food to the other animals, because each animal must be returned.